This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are in this economy, says the Small Business Administration, something like 32.5 million small businesses. And that's companies with 500 employees or less. The vast majority of those small businesses have, of course, far fewer people working in them. And they account for something like 45-ish% of all private payrolls. So it should be a matter of no small concern that some recent surveys show those small businesses aren't especially optimistic about where things are headed. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Anna Hammond is founder and CEO of Matriarch Foods. They take surplus food and remnants that would be wasted and turn them into products for schools, food banks, even hospitals.
We just launched the first climate-neutral upcycled pasta sauces.
She's about to increase her staff from 4 to 7.
You know, I'm feeling pretty good and pretty hopeful despite the state of the world.
That said,
I think inflation is causing some hesitancy to make changes for sure, and many businesses are kind of tightening their belts.
Matriarch's climate-friendly upcycled foods may still be in demand, but for many other small businesses, the mood can be summarized in one word.
Caution.
Anna Rathbun is chief investment officer of investment advisor CBIZ, which recently did several surveys of small and medium-sized businesses.
81% of them have told us that they are expecting a recession in the coming months.
The National Federation of Independent Business surveyed its members. Most of them have fewer than 20 employees. Chief economist Bill Dunkelberg asked what their top issue was.
Inflation is number one.
The number two problem was the problem that used to be number one,
which is the availability of qualified workers.
Both CBIZ and the NFIB found hiring among small businesses fell in October overall. And yet, surveys show many small businesses do want to hire people, especially as the holidays approach. Again, Anna Rothman with CBIZ.
So we find ourselves in a weird conundrum, a rock and a hard place, of expecting a recession and trying to be cautious, but at the same time, needing help.
It is, she says, a very strange phenomenon. But when has anything not been strange in the last 2 years? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.